This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It seemed just yesterday that we were celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we suddenly warp speed. We're already at the Jordan River, and Jesus is being baptized as he begins his ministry on earth. Happy New Year. Jesus comes to John at the Jordan River. John had been inviting his fellow Israelites back to their roots to be baptized, to get back in step with their God. And Jesus, the Son of God, comes to John and asks him to baptize him. And John says, I ought not be baptizing you. You ought to be baptizing me. But Jesus insists. He's baptized. And in that event, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come together. It happens rarely in God's Word. And so it's important that we should take note that it happens at Jesus' baptism as he's about to begin his ministry. He's baptized with water. He comes up out of the water. And the Holy Spirit descends on him in the form of a dove and rests on him. And his Father speaks from heaven, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. In another gospel it says, listen to him. All of us were also baptized. And while the gospel lesson talks about the actual baptizing of Jesus and the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come together again at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Jesus is beginning his walk and journey to the cross. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are present. You understand that wherever Jesus is, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are present. Wherever the Father is, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are present. We don't have three gods. We have one God. That's hard for us to comprehend, and our Father knows it. And that's why he makes himself known through the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit acting in our lives. Now, our epistle lesson is very different from the gospel lesson, but it talks about baptism still. But it doesn't talk about baptism from the perspective of Jesus being baptized. It talks about baptism from the perspective of what God does in and through baptism. Not in and through just anybody's baptism, but in and through your baptism. It tells us what happened to us in baptism. And it's all about what God is doing, not about what we are doing. Paul says, he begins by asking a question. A question that expects that his audience would know the answer. He says, shall we continue to live in sin so that grace may abound? In other words, let's go on sinning so that we can get more grace. It's a question. Should we do that? Now, Paul has already taught in Romans 5, 20 to 21, which helps make sense of this question. Because he's taught that the law came to increase the trespass. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So what's the answer to the question? It seems that Paul has taught that, hey, where more sin exists, more grace abounds. Shouldn't we go on sinning? And he says, and we say, absolutely not. That's not what we desire to do in Christ. That's not what we desire to do as God's children. It's not what we desire to do because we are baptized. Sometimes we don't realize what happens in baptism. It truly is a God thing. It's a lot less about what we're doing than what God is doing. We don't desire to live in sin. And Paul explains that in baptism, we are buried with Christ in his death. It's what God does in and through baptism, using water and the word. But it is a God thing. It's not something that we completely understand because God does it. It's not our doing. It's God's doing. Baptism for us is not about what we do, but about what God does. In and through baptism, God sends his Holy Spirit upon us. Just as he sends his Holy Spirit upon Jesus in his baptism, the Holy Spirit is conveyed to us in and through baptism. It is what God is doing. God claims us as his own, and he implants in us faith. Faith comes through the Holy Spirit, by hearing God's word, trusting God is God and we are not. God truly is the one who saves. We cannot save ourselves. And in baptism, God saves us. He implants and begins faith in all who are baptized. Faith that opens our hearts and our minds to hear and see Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the long-promised Messiah, the Son of God, the Christ, the Anointed One, the One who changed us. God accomplishes the change. We are transformed in baptism. In fact, over the next several weeks, that will be our theme and focus. We are transformed by God. He transforms us in and through baptism. Our worldview changes. What is the predominant worldview? I wouldn't venture to guess. I don't know. It's all over the place. But I do know our worldview. Our worldview changes in and through baptism because we do have the Holy Spirit conveyed to us, and we are changed. We are transformed. Our worldview is that God created the heavens and the earth. I don't think that's probably the most popular worldview today, but it is what we believe. It is our worldview. We are transformed in Christ to see God's creation as God's creation. We understand that every good thing that we experience in our life is a gift of God. That's not the popular worldview. Indeed, we are transformed in Christ. And it is a complete transformation. It's not a partial transportation. It's transformation. It's complete. Romans chapter 3 teaches that the righteousness of God has been known apart from the law. What does that mean? God's righteousness is made known in Jesus Christ. The law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. There is no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but are justified by God's grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. In baptism, we are joined in Christ's death. It is Christ's death that earned for us salvation, forgiveness of sins, complete transformation in and through Christ. And yet we began our worship today, we confessed that we indeed are sinners. We pause to contemplate and think about how we have sinned against God and one another. And I would be willing to bet that not anybody had a difficult time thinking about something that they had done or failed to do. But we don't desire to be there, and that's why we confess that we indeed are sinners. God's word assures us that we are sinners. To live in sin means that we reject God's law. We reject the work of the Holy Spirit, sanctifying work that moves our conscience to hear God's word. And even if we choose and desire, and we don't choose the desire to wallow in sin, we flee from it. That is part of the transformation that's taken place in our lives. Many people in the world have a very difficult time admitting that they've done anything wrong. We gather together and stand together and confess together that we have, because we no longer want to live in it. That's part of the transformation that has taken place in us through baptism. We do not desire to live in sin, and what God frees us from is being enslaved to sin. We're not enslaved to it. We confess it. And even before we confess it, God has forgiven us. But it's good for us to confess, because it clears our conscience once again, and we know the gifts of God that he's given to us in Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he loves you so much that he died for you. He died for me. He died for the world. And Jesus teaches us that we indeed are to love him as he first loves us. And we show our love for him by loving even those that we might think are unlovable. Jesus, the transformation that's taken place in us through the power of God enables us to love even those we might think are unlovable. It challenges us. It's not always easy, but we can, because indeed all things are possible with God. We give thanks and praise to God today for our baptism. We have been set free. We have been transformed to be God's people where we are through the power of baptism in our lives. May we always give thanks to God that we indeed have been baptized and that we are free to live our lives not to sin, but to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.